aware that from now till that date we don't have an acting chairperson. The purpose of this session is to elect an acting chairperson up until Honourable Mohapi comes. Without any waste of time, I have a proposal for the election of an acting chairperson. Honourable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I propose the name of George Mtimunye as an acting chairperson of this select committee. Thank you.
Honourable members, Honourable George Mtimunye has been nominated in seconder. Mawana? Mawana seconded. Is there any member, is there any additional recommendation for the election of the chair? One, two, three. Honourable members, in absence of additional election, Honourable George, would you please occupy the chair?
Good morning, Honourable Members. Welcome to this meeting of the Select Committee on COCTA. And thank you for the vote of no confidence in the era of votes of no confidence. We don't have time, Honourable Members. We really have to hit the ground running. We want to allow the secretary to record apologies if he received any.
Chair, in terms of our record, we received three apologies. One from Honourable Mohapi, two from Honourable George, three from Honourable Chet. Thank you, Chair.
By Honourable George, you mean Mikalakis? Can we record that accordingly? Honourable George Mikalakis. We now proceed to item 4, Honourable Members, on the agenda. I didn't ask for inputs into the agenda. Can we quickly go back to that if members want any other thing to be deliberated in this meeting, if we want additional items on the agenda? Honourable Oliphant?
Oh, in item. Thank you. I don't know, maybe you will be able to phrase the wording for me. Since now, it's from now on and until May, and there is a lot of things that we are behind with. Maybe if we can put that clause in, so that we must be able to see when and when can we set just to rush into all the other things that are behind.
Honourable Mtetwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, this committee, time and again in our host meeting, has got a very bad reputation that has developed recently. And the comments that we receive from the Chief Whip is not the very good comments. The only thing that I want to put into the agenda is that we have to ask our secretary, the secretary of the committee, to, number one, to give us a program of the committee and the time frame for us to catch up if there is any issue that we need to catch up. It is very bad when we are serving that committee and you have that committee has totally collapsed. That is very bad. And I wish the secretary will be able to come up with something so that when we meet again with the Minister and the Chief Whip will be able to boldly say the committee is up and running. Thank you very much.
Honorable Klimby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. yes, of course, I heard that there are a lot of complaints and other things. But I don't know, because I'm always in this committee. I don't think we are behind any program from this committee. It was just a matter of that the Chairperson is not around. But nevertheless, there is a program in front of us which is going to tell us exactly what's going to do from this term. To me, it's a matter of concerns. I don't know. But nevertheless, I don't think we're behind. But let the secretary maybe we'll get it from this program, and he can tell us, if anything, that we're behind in this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable, if you want to come back, please do.
Thank you, Chair. I do agree with the Honorable Tetwa and the Honorable Cindy of which, because now I can see it's only Tuesday. Now I am saying if the justice and the petitions are not there on Wednesday, can we, because I want actually to tell the secretary those days that justice and petition don't use, because we're members of those committees. Then it is where COFTA can come in. Check all those where justice and petition are open. Then we can come in. So that we must be able to be on par with the dates.
We appreciate the concern on the part of members with regard to the lull on the part of activities of the committees in the chair fell sick. And I think one of the purposes of this particular meeting is actually to present a revised program of the select committee. And such revised committee, this revised program, I think, will actually answer your questions, Honorable Oliphant, with regard to the work that is behind in terms of the committee. And the members are raising also a genuine point around the issue of the committee almost suffered credibility crisis. I think going forward, it will be then our responsibility, especially as members of the ruling party who are serving in this committee, to work towards reclaiming the credibility of the committee. And it is only by show of work in the committee that we can do that, because we cannot go around trying to publicize and brand the committee. It's only through the work that we need to be doing to cover the work that is left behind. And I think through the revised committee we'll be able to do that. And we have again intervened, I think, myself and the Honorable Klimby, through the management committee. We have joint management committee meetings where we critically take matters of this committee serious, and we fill in where it was necessary. We're now going to be formalizing it, because we have been doing so as chairs of the two committees, that of police and security and justice, and also that of petitions. And we're trying to manage this. That's why even the presidium of the institution have intervened and instructed us to convene this meeting, this urgent meeting today, to deal exactly with those issues that members are raising. Honorable Wana, I would have seen your hand up. I note Honorable Oliphant and Honorable Mtetwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Today I'm not well. I've got a very serious flu, but I feel I must have an input. I want to concur with my colleagues that at any stage there's no way we can say this committee has been collapsed. Because if you follow me, I did went to my province in terms of the brief of the Khoisan and Amendment Bill. That is squarely lies in this committee. And on the 15th, coming of the 15th, I'll be in the province at 8:30, briefing about the full mandate of Public Service Commission amendment bill. So I would like to the leadership of yourself, you must try and talk to the chief, because bad influence always spread like felt fire. Because if we just leave that sentence saying that we have collapsed, we are going to have a problem. Because I was confronted even by the man saying, why you are them alone, why the community has collapsed. But I was not in the mood of being rude to him. I just laughed as a result. The person who rescued me in that, not to answer on the mandate, is Honorable Ntetho. About these words, even now, we never been any time out of the control of the government. But this myth must be clear, that I'm trying to discuss. I want this thing to be cleared once and for all. Because even on the 15th, and secondly, I want to raise this sharply that I've got many commanding chairpersons, not subcommittee. The chairperson of intelligence, Comrade Ngakul, is demanding me when he's going to the committee. For instance, this week we set 2 days. Next week I'm going to sit, but I won't be there because I must tell him that I'm going for a mandate of this committee. So I won't be able. And if I check in, like I did completely the time we were trying to fix the issue of petitions, I was having been called the same hours to the intelligence, because you knew comrades, because we are ASC members. In that committee, there are serious issues that I cannot verbal and I cannot report. So I wanted to be understood. If I get to a committee and make a quorum and leave Comrade Mtima, I'm not undermining any person, but because I'm always being demanded here and there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mtata. I would have noted you in a particular chronology. You want to comment on this one? Okay. With the permission of Honorable
Mtata. As much as we understand the commitment of Comrade Duane to other committees, especially of Intelligence Committee, but whatever that is doing, it must be per arrangement. Not take it for granted that they knew that I'm in Intelligence Committee. It must be an arrangement. That's why I requested a program to you, so that each and every member of this committee must look at the program and try to balance her or himself on that issue. I will come back on my point.
No, we can proceed now that you're on stage.
Oh, thank you. Another issue that I want to talk about is the members of this committee. Who are the real members of this committee? Because when you look on this list here, which I believe it will change on the other day, Mohapi and Makalake, they're coming from Free State. They are two. KwaZulu-Natal, or Enope, comes from Gauteng. KwaZulu-Natal is Chetty from the DA, Mthethwa from ANC, and alternate is Kaula from IFP. Why there are two members? Can we get any reason why there are two members that are 86 from KwaZulu-Natal? And then you go further, Mpumalanga, okay, Mkwili, Northwest, Northern Cape, we still have stock on this committee, and Oliphant. And it doesn't show whether stock is still a member of this committee or is an alternate, but it only says is an ANC member. I think our secretary needs to deal with this as a matter of urgency, so that we can able to reflect what is real in the committee, so that we can able to
move forward. Thank you.
I think, Committee Secretary, we can summarize it by saying, please get to the office of the Chief Whip and the Presidium of the institution. Let's clean, because this problem is actually replicating itself to other committees who are sister committees to this committee. We don't know who are legitimate members of the committees that are ATC. Can we get a latest ATC of membership of this committee so that we can clear it? And I think we need to have an item in the next meeting on this one. We can close it like that. Honorable Oliphant, it is unparliamentary to respond to calls when the meeting of a committee is sitting.
Chair, we in my house, as the ANC in my house, we need also to be serious about the meeting. Since the Honorable Wana has already said where is she going to be, she will come in to form a quorum, just to help to form a quorum, then she will leave. Yeah, no. It's not an issue, mommy. Yeah, I was just explaining. We are Bula Tula. So I mean to say we as the ANC, if things does not come right in the meeting, we are the laughing stock. Honorable Mutimunye, you were in the meeting here, and Chetty was here. Mukwele was in the meeting. And Chetty said, I'm not going to vote. Mukwele said, no, I'm also not going to vote. And I vote for the acting chairperson that day. And it stands still now by then. And after that, Mukul said, no, I'm just doing you a favor, because where's your people? And for me, it was a slap in my face at the ANC. That is why I'm asking now that the secretary to give us this, like that one of yesterday, of the chief will give us that side, so that we must have that, even if this cluster alone. This week is petition, it's just, but maybe for this one, because we left behind, we must have more meetings than the others, because the others were busy. That is why I said we, in my house, the ANC, we must also, Oliphant, I want to know where Mr. Mtetwa is, where Wana is, where Mr. Singh is. Utamili. And then everybody who belong to the meeting, I must know where it is. So that we must not in front of the opposition, because it's election time. They said, no, the ANC is only going to obey at the parliament. They don't want to work. We want to work here. Thank you.
I think we can conclude that one, honorable members, by saying actually issues of attendance and performance in any committee of parliament are issues of the committee whip. The whippery, if there are any problems, the whippery must take responsibility and deal with those and report back to the committee as to how that has been dealt with. I think, and for the record, the whip of this committee is honorable Mtetwa. Yeah, we all are under his stewardship in as far as issues of discipline, attendance, and performance are concerned. Can we close it at that level? Can I now allow the committee secretary to present the revised program? Over to you, committee secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, just in the form of introduction to say, administratively, we are of the opinion that there's no disorder or non-functionality of this committee, except to say when we're dealing with negotiating mandate on governance framework, we could not deal with negotiating mandate. And since then, there was this perception that this committee is not functioning. In terms of my observation, since Honorable Mahabi has been put off, there's that impression that has been created that the committee is dysfunctional. But in summary, Honorable Oliphant was saying the committee secretary needs to isolate things that are outstanding for the committee. There are two things. One is legislation and intervention. And I'm going to summarize why I'm saying that. Members will recall on legislation that we're supposed to deal with negotiating mandate on the 17th, we could not. But in order to address that problem, next week we are going to deal with negotiating mandate on governance framework. And through consultation with Honorable George Tumnye, he also gave me a directive that I need to invite special delegates from the province, which I have done. Now, with regard to interventions, there are two interventions from KwaZulu-Natal which will expire on the 6th of June. In order to address that problem, next week we are expecting the MEC of KZN on the 15th to brief us on the content of those interventions. Two, we are proposing that in terms of the program, that on the 24th and 25th, we need to do oversight visit in KwaZulu-Natal. Administratively, through the assistance of the content advisor, we are prepared to work over the weekend to write a report so that on the 22nd, we adopt our committee report. Now, my assessment is in terms of the key issues before the committee, this committee does not have a crisis. Through consultation with the leadership, we've managed to ensure that whatever is key for this committee is programmed to Honorable Rwanda. The other one which is key, it is the annual performance plan and budget vote of COCTA. In terms of policy debate, COCTA this year is the only one that has been accommodated in the House for policy debate. Through consultation with Honorable George, there was a request that initially wanted COCTA to brief us on the 8th of this month. We're giving instruction by the Office of the Chief Whip that due to Local Government Week, we need to postpone. Then the minister made a request that we should not call him for next week, the 15th. We must schedule him for the 22nd. Now, in summary, in terms of budget vote, in terms of legislation and intervention, the committee chair is in order. Now, we have tabled a program here to show that the committee is in order. The last one, chair, which is key for us, is the Khoisan Bill. Honorable members will recall that last year there was a resolution that we need to conduct public hearing in all the provinces. But through consultation with senior managers of parliament, there is a realization that this bill is Section 76, meaning in terms of the constitution, the province legislatures have a responsibility to conduct their own public hearing. Now, what we have done, I've prepared an advert for the chair to see. Administratively, we have put back now the Khoisan Bill to say that we go 28 to the 31st of May, we'll expect provincial briefings so that Mamawana, all members, they can bring their own provincial legislatures. Then we are saying on the 12th of June, we'll expect negotiating mandates from the provinces. Then on the last day, which is the 26th of June, Honorable Timbi will be expecting final mandate. This is a proposed framework from our side. Now, we've got an advert where we'll be calling members of the public to make submissions. We intend placing adverts in all national newspapers, in all radios. The deadline is the 5th of June, so that this committee can get inputs from the public with regard to the Khoisan Bill. And this has been done through consultation with senior management of the institution. Now, in summary, Honorable Chair, if you want me to go through the program, with your permission, do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Honorable members, we are saying on page one, on the 15th of May, we'll get briefing on intervention. One, from Eastern Cape on Walter Sisulu. Two, we'll get briefing from Free State on Maluta Pofum. There's an intervention in terms of Section 139. Thirdly, Chair, there's an intervention from KwaZulu-Natal on two interventions. That's Mpofana and Nkosi Langalibalele. Lastly, Chair, the last agenda item, we are finalizing negotiating mandate on the governance framework. Then we are saying on the 22nd, Honorable Chair, we'll get a briefing from Department of COCTA on their annual performance plan and budget allocation. Secondly, Chair, we'll now consider negotiating mandate. No, we'll now consider final mandates on a traditional leadership, governance, and framework bill. I want to make a comment on this one, Chair, Honorable Members. In terms of our record, all provinces are ready. They have all their negotiating mandates of the governance framework, except to say Northern Cape, where Honorable Olifant is affected. Members will recall that when Honorable Monapula was deployed to the province, Honorable Olifant was deployed to this committee. But since then, the legislature of Northern Cape has never scheduled a briefing on the governance framework. And Honorable Olifant will also support me. Last time we met the chairperson of Portfolio Committee in Northern Cape, and in principle it was agreed that that meeting will be scheduled for Honorable Olifant. Maybe with the permission of Honorable Olifant, we'll make a follow-up with that legislature to find out what is the date for that briefing.
Can we allow him to conclude the presentation first, Honorable Olifant? We'll have questions, please.
Chair, we are saying from the 24th till the 25th, noting that next week the MEC will be briefing us on these two interventions in KwaZulu-Natal, will then conduct oversight visit to that province. These members know that there is this constitutional requirement that we must ensure public consultation with the stakeholders. Normally, we'll go to the municipality and interact with both the internal stakeholders and external stakeholders. That's the purpose of this program, Chair. Members, all members, on page two, we are opening now a space for the Quaison Bill to say, this is just a framework, that week of the 28th to the 31st of May, we are opening a space for members to brief their provincial legislatures. But we are aware that the briefings start even from next week onwards. An example, Mama Wana will be briefing the legislature around the Public Service Commission Amendment Bill. I'm aware that Honorable George Tumye on the 22nd will be also briefing the legislature. Now, this is a continuous program for the briefing. Chair, we are also saying on the 29th of May, we'll be considering now negotiating mandate on Public Service Commission Amendment Bill. Second item, Chair, will be now be adopting our report on oversight visit. Members will recall, we said administratively, if we are coming back on the 25th, on weekend, we'll be working on the report. So that on Monday, members get a draft report, then on Tuesday, the 22nd, we adopt our report. Now, meaning, if this intervention are ending on the 4th of June, administratively and as a committee, we are ready to report to the House Chair. There's order now in terms of our project. Chair, we are saying on the 5th of June, we'll have now briefing on budget on annual performance plan and budget allocation of Department of Public Service and Administration. But I need to emphasize that it is not a priority in the sense that it's not part of policy debate in the NCOP. But noting that this department accounts to the committee, we have programmed this department to appear before the committee, Chair. Then, Chair, on the 12th of June, Chair, we are dealing with the issue of National Youth Development Agency. Members will recall that part of the mandate of this committee is to deal with matters that deal with youth-related matters. And our 2018-2019 annual performance plan has, you know, prioritized all these things. Hence, we include the National Youth Development Agency, Chair. And the other one, Chair, we have combined this with women, because this committee has also a mandate to ensure that they conduct oversight over women issues. And Office of the Presidency will also be called to be part of this. The last agenda item, Chair, I made a mistake by me. It's double two, it should be three, Chair. We are now, we'll be considering a negotiating mandate on the Quaison Bill. We're hoping that by then, provinces will be ready in terms of their public hearing, will also be ready to confer a mandate to members so that they can table their negotiating mandate. Last page, Chair, which is page three. On the 19th of June, Chair, we are seeing now we'll be considering a final mandate on Public Service Commission Amendment Bill. then on the 26th chair, we'll now have a briefing on the annual performance plan and budget allocation of South African Local Government Association. The last one, chair, is the final mandate on the traditional and cohesion leadership bill. Now, meaning, chair, we can show that in terms of all things that are before the committee is ready to finish those things. Thank you, chair.
Thank you, Committee Secretary. Honourable Oliphant, you had your hand up. I note Honourable Mtetwa. You can shoot, Honourable Oliphant.
Chair, my first question to the Secretary is, are we working the Tuesday and maybe the Wednesday we leave for KwaZulu-Natal for the 24 and 25 to be ready? That's my first question. My second one is this 28 to 31 of the traditional Khoisan. Let a province be given the things. Because now, in the Northern Cape, every week there's a program meeting on a weekly basis. So that they must secure these things for us to know that this particular 2831, it's only for this province that did not do whatever. Then we know that we are doing this question. Because now if I will go that date, I will confuse even the meeting. Let the parliament give them dates. They must be ready for those dates. This one of us. Because the chairperson of POCTA will be debating this afternoon in the house. So what to do, you just give me a copy, I give him and say, I'm coming that time, give me a day, what date between that, I will come. And I think that's it, that's the two questions I want to ask, the 23 and this date. That's it.
No room, Tata.
Now, I don't have any much bigger problem about the program itself, but I'm only worried about the 15th of May. The reason why I'm worried about it is because I booked for my medical. I'll be in the hospital on that day. But my main worry is that if members of the ANC are not all of them here, I thought the 16th, because other committees, they will be busy from the 16th. And I wasn't aware of this one when I took that date. I wonder if it's possible to combine the committees. We start with petitions possible. But I'm worried about the quorum, because if one member is not here, then we're in tatters, because we cannot trust the opposition. Thank you.
Can I first address the issues raised by Honorable Oliphant? First, I think a lot of work is done behind the scenes in the offices by administration. And I think you do consult with provinces when you come to the states and finalize them. And we want to encourage that you continue doing that so that there's no clash. And we caucus, me and you, Secretary, just before this meeting, around the issues of pairing the presentation of the two bills, the Public Service Amendment Bill and the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Bill, that when we do the briefings in provinces, let's do both bills so that we minimize on resources and we minimize on time, and given the issues of human resource that we really short of. And the other issue, I think we should address it myself and the whip of the committee and the secretary. There are issues that are raised about briefings in the Northwest. If you remember, a whip that are not done and so on and so on. People disappear in thin air and so on and so on. I would love to discuss that on the record. I think we can discuss it at management level or outside this meeting, the two of us. The other issue, the issue of public consultations by the select committees, separate from portfolio committees and separate from committees of provincial legislatures. In the aftermath of the Lamusa judgment, I want to request our researchers and content advisors, because the chair of the council, Honorable Mudise, is on record on issues of public consultation by committees of select committees of the NCOP. But we do not have modalities as to how and when that should be done. Can we get detailed on of some kind of thesis around this committee researcher and content advisor as to what are the modalities, how is it supposed to be done differently from that which the provincial legislature portfolio committees are doing in terms of public consultation? Because since the Lamusa judgment, we are advised to do public, in fact the ruling says we should be doing public consultations ourselves. How do we do them differently from provinces and so on? It is unknown on our part because the court did not explain that particular issue. Therefore, I want to request the researcher and the content advisor to do some work on that and advise us in the near future so that we know how we go about doing this. The other matter that has got something to do with this issue of public consultation and our conclusion or arrival at a final determination as a COCTA committee around issues of Section 139. That issue has been a bone of contention at the provincial week this week. I don't know. I think also the content advisor and the researcher need to get the report of the provincial week and find a way as to how do we better deal with issues of Section 139 as a committee going forward, because they may cause us problems. We may be challenged in court. Municipalities are very, very, very strong on this point. They think we actually rather political than factual and legal on our interventions, Section 139. So in the aftermath of the provincial week, I think we need to really do something different with regard to Section 139 interventions. The other issue is around the issues of the policy debates, honourable members, because now that the program is it cannot talk to issues of the speakers who are going to debate on behalf of the committee during the policy debates. We have dealt with that myself and the WIP, yesterday. We will be informing you. I think we need to do the information today, honourable WIP. Inform the members and inform the office of the chief whip so that the members are accordingly listed in the speaker's list for the debate so that they can begin to prepare for the debates next week or the week beyond. Committee Secretary wanted to say something.
Honorable Oliphant raised two issues. I'll allow Mr. Mangwele to respond to the first one as to with regard to oversight visit to what the logistical preparation. Mr. Mangwele.
Thanks, Chair. The plan, Honorable Oliphant, is that we leave after the security meeting Wednesday. We deal with the first municipality Thursday, the second municipality Friday. Then after the meeting of that municipality Friday, members catch flight back to their destination. Yes, ma'am.
What's the date again?
It's the 24 and the 25, but we are leaving on the 23rd evening.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, are we aware that for us, as from next week or as from today, we've got plenary every day? Every day. Until, is it 25 May or 25 May or June? Every day we've got a plenary in the afternoon.
Can we advise the Secretariat to look at the program of the institution because also the chief whip of the institution is very strong on that, that members must always be in the in plenary. Honourable Whip?
Chairperson, on this issue, we are forced by time because this will expire on the 30th of June. So we need to fulfill this date.
Okay.
Even if the only thing that we can do is to report and fulfill this date. Because if we don't do this, the mandate will lapse.
Okay, it's a legal matter. Can we request you, Whip, to have a session with the Chief Whip of the institution so that these committee members can be recused for that specific plenary on that day that clashes with our visit. Yeah. So then I think we can conclude it that way so that we lay the affairs, the fears of Honorable Oliphant. And it is officially known that we have to comply with the constitutional requirements in regard to issues of interventions. Honorable Oliphant?
Chair, I didn't understand the other one because the secretary was moving fast. I know the Khoisan bill, but there is a bill of traditional leadership bill of which we, the Northern Cape, did also not get. So I would like us to prepare for those also. They must, when they go on oversight, then they must know that they must also make the traditional leadership bill as well. I must leave the problem with them.
The response came from me, Honorable Oliphant. I said we need, given the time, to pair the two. Whether we go for a negotiating mandate, briefing, or final mandate on this one, we need to pair the two bills. And the two bills, for the record, Honorable Oliphant, and for your benefit, is the Public Service Amendment Bill and the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Bill. So the Khoisan and Leadership Bill are one bill. They're not separate. So there's two bills that we need to be processing. Yeah. Is that clear now? Thank you very much. Can I now have the mover for the adoption of the program, the second term revised program? Honorable Mtetwa?
They're not saying anything about the date of the 15th, whether we can able to shift to the 16th or not.
Let's talk about that outside the meeting, immediately after this meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
I move.
Okay. Honorable Oliphant?
Chair, I'm sure by now maybe the apology that is in for the 15th, it will be only the Honorable Mteto, which is not a train.
Honorable Oliphant, I would have expected you to second the motion.
Oh,
I was calling
sorry,
for a second.
Yeah, before I second, because now...
No, I responded to him that we shall deal with that outside this meeting.
Okay, I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. So the second term revised program is accordingly adopted by the meeting. In terms of my agenda, honourable members, the last item is closure, so the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.